Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hi, I'm Randy Batson. I'm a graduate of the Department of History and Philosophy of the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, October 20th, 1964, the dawn of a new era in local media drew ever closer as the soil was broken at Sturgis St. Thomas for the eventual construction of Barbados's first transmitting station for CBC-TV. According to the Daily News, the soil was turned by the Minister of Education, Cameron Tudor, during a ceremony which was also attended by recently appointed manager of the corporation, Dennis Vance, who called the occasion a historic one in the realm of television services in the Caribbean. The TV station was to be temporarily housed at the transmitter site until the actual studios, which were under construction at the time at the Pine St. Michael, were completed. There was a push to get the transmitting equipment fully installed to meet the deadline for the start of the television service, which was slated for December 15th that year. In the first phase of broadcasting, enough content in the form of news, films, and advertising would be sent out to enable television set retailers to have images on the displayed screens, so that according to the Daily News, the general public would be assured that they were not purchasing a pig in a poke. Eventually, in the second phase, the hours of broadcasting would be expanded to 4 hours from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. At the ceremony, Mr. Tudor expressed his pleasure at the service coming into existence and said that it was being implemented to make money as well as to, quote, inform, entertain, and show Barbados to Barbadians, unquote, as well as to show, quote, the West Indies to Barbadians and Barbados, and the West Indies to the world, unquote. Also at the ceremony were the St. Thomas constituency representatives George Batson and Neville Boxall, Acting Chief Education Officer Goulburn Brathwaite, as well as two representatives of a company called Thomas Television International, who were on island to provide training for the prospective staff members of the station. The next day, work began in earnest on the erection of the 612-foot television mast, the signal from which, according to Mr. Vance, would possibly be strong enough to be detected by viewers in St. Vincent and St. Lucia. Ahead of the introduction of the service, a six-day conference was held a few weeks later with officials from American electronics manufacturer Motorola and directors of an operation called Barbados Television Services Limited, which distributed Motorola products in the Eastern Caribbean. The conference discussed TV requirements in the island to ensure a high quality reception and to place their products, including TVs, in local stores such as K.F. Shepherd & Company Limited and K.R. Hunt. An important step in the coming of this television service occurred when the soil was broken for the erection of the Sturgis transmitting station on this day, October 20th, 1964.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.